GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Our pen pals are writing in on our WVOMFM.com question of the day.
You've got mail.
Into the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox at WVOM at BlueberryBroadcasting.com. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for writing in. My worry is this will just open the door to apply more taxes to heating oil, propane, diesel, such as the proposed carbon tax submitted and sponsored by 60 Democrats earlier this year, but then quickly and quietly withdrawn due to public outcry. Didn't Governor Baldacci raid the gas revenues, $70 million to spend on other bills during his administration? Steve, thanks for your email answering our question of the day. Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax? John writes to us, well, that's the problem. Government is more worried about what my budget can afford than managing theirs. And Erica writes, no, I could not drive from South Gardner to Oakland 5 days a week. I have to pay tolls every day as well. You can always email us, WVOM at BlueberryBroadcasting.com. What are you seeing, G?
Well, I'm not seeing a proposal. I'm seeing a lot of rumors and a lot of things that I'm reading. A couple of things have happened this past year. The governor's office had to cancel road projects this spring because the costs were too high. The state's highway maintenance budget has a $108 million shortfall, about a quarter of the money they need to pay bridges, road repair, construction. I don't know what the answer is here. You need more revenue. You don't want more taxes. Where does the revenue come from?
Where's former state senator Damon when you need him?
Yeah.
To talk about closing some bridges, closing some roads. Maybe we ought to ride some horses.
Well, some states have privatized some roads, but I doubt that that's a serious project. There didn't seem to be any sympathy for the bill that, and there's no bill out there right now that I'm aware of, that died the way the one died last April. It was LD 1034. That was the McLean bill that would broaden transportation funding by increasing the tax.
What's interesting to note is it's not that the Maine Examiner, from which we picked up the story about Governor Mills calling those who oppose this idea on the internet as trolls. It's not Maine Examiner saying it's happening. It's Maine Examiner pointing to Mal Leary's question of Governor Janet Mills about the response to word of this tax on social media. And the governor didn't say it wasn't happening in her response. The governor didn't say, oh, that's not there. The governor simply said, I don't respond to partisan social media attacks and trolls and the like. They're not worth responding to. I'm continuing to talk with members of both parties in the legislature. So she didn't say it's not going to happen. She did not say it's not happening. She just moved on. Caller, hi, our question to you. Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I guess I'd make a few points. The first one would be the cost for the transportation of all our goods is going to be put back onto the consumer. So you're not just going to have more costs on travel and diesel and gasoline. You're gonna absorb the costs from trucking companies and so forth. Second point I would make would be that you have to have a predictable and consistent government. We don't have that in Maine. That's why one of the reasons why we don't have businesses moving to Maine. The third point I would make would say, let's all us truck drivers take a ride to Augusta and surround the Capitol and get that going that way.
Maybe honk the horn. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, GHRT. Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
Absolutely not. We cannot afford another 4 years of Governor Mills.
This person writes to us in the MTG text line, and you can text us as well, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Don't forget that every time we vote on bonds, there's always a bond specifically for roads and bridges that gets passed. It's prophetic because that's probably going to happen tomorrow, and we'll talk about it on Wednesday morning. This person writes to us, the road bill didn't pass because the Democrats tried to add it to the other bills and that didn't have bipartisan agreement. They couldn't get it through. This person suggests, no way. They don't say who they is, they are always trying to tax us all right out of the state. And as far as the road projects being canceled because of high costs, we've all seen six guys standing around one shovel. I think the canceled projects were because of competition. We couldn't afford to pay the price that others were willing to pay in other states. And that's a product of our economy. If we were wicked wealthy, we could outbid Connecticut. We could outbid Massachusetts for those precious paving projects.
Well, at the moment, there's no proposal on the table. There are some things being considered. There's some kind of blue ribbon commission out there somewhere that's looking at that. There have been proposals. Make no mistake. There was one earlier I talked about. I think Sarah Gideon was involved in one of them. But they've all died in the legislature so far.
This person writes to us, the government will increase the fuel tax to repair the roads. That will make it more expensive to hire a contractor to repair the roads. The government will then have to raise the fuel tax to repair the roads, which will make it more expensive for the contractor. See where I'm going. And they also point out that historically, Angus King only asked for a nickel. I guess that's inflation because Governor Mills wants up to 20 cents. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax? What are you thinking?
Good morning, Rick. Not at all. We got more oil, more gas beneath our feet right now than the rest of the world combined. This is absolutely a joke. These people, we don't have a revenue problem. Our country is so filthy rich, our cup runneth over. We have a spending problem. We have people in there that don't know how to balance a budget. I'm pretty sure when Paul LePage left office, we had a surplus of money. This is not going to end. Let's look back a ways. Let's look at the Stamp Act right before the Revolutionary War. 2%, that's what drove us back over the edge back then. We're so numb and docile, we just take it and take it like George Foreman. We're just a punching bag for these people. I love you guys. Keep it going.
It's the first time anyone's likened the state of Maine to George Foreman. That's a first. Caller, hi, GHRT. Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
Yes, it would hurt, though. However, is this a poll based on a rumor? Is that what it is? And why don't you call Mal Larry and ask him where he got his information? Because it just sounds like a rumor. State kind of thing.
Well, let me ask, I don't know, did you just turn on the radio to hear the background?
No.
Okay, well, let us refresh you again. The governor appeared with Mal on Maine Public Broadcasting. Mal Leary cited social media ads that were opposed to a 20-cent per gallon increase. Now, but at the same time, let's throw this to you. When asked about it, the governor did not say it wasn't true. When asked about it, the governor didn't say it wasn't true. She just said, I don't respond to partisan social media attacks and trolls and the like. And so now we're looking back at previous legislation. If the governor said the governor didn't say it's not there. The governor just said, I'm not going to respond to it.
Well, how do you repair? I'm not in favor of raising the gas tax, don't get me wrong. But it's not wrong in good governance to look at your problem. And the problem is rather obvious, that the roads and bridges need to be taken care of. And they have a shortfall. Now, Maine's highway revenue, which is a 30-cent per gallon tax, has been sitting there since 2011. Nothing else has changed. If that doesn't change, what needs to change? We pay 18 cents in federal gas tax, pay 30 cents a gallon in state tax, and we have a huge shortfall in the Department of Transportation. So if you're practicing good governance, you might ask the question, how do we solve the problem?
Good governance looks at the problem. Great governance addresses the problem.
Well, maybe she is. And she's not alone. The legislature would have to do it. I keep saying, Mills does this, Mills does that. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't have a monarch.
How did LePage do it then?
Well, the bridges and roads are crappy in Maine.
Well, they were crappy to begin with.
Yeah, he didn't make them worse, but they're not particularly better.
So are you suggesting that LePage let the infrastructure fall apart and now it's Mill's responsibility?
No,
I'm just asking what you said. I'm just clarifying. Not to
every governor's had the problem.
Okay, all right.
And every governor will continue to have the problem.
But I don't recall the LePage administration raising the need to raise the gas tax. I don't even recall someone, maybe they did. I don't recall someone from when Republicans controlled the House and the Senate. I don't recall someone from the Democrat Party suggesting, okay, we need to raise this now.
I don't see a bill before anybody to raise it now.
Well, there was one.
There was one that was defeated strong, never got off the ground.
And what about the Transportation and Climate Initiative gas tax hike?
That is being discussed, right?
Yes. Which is what we're talking about. What would be a 20-cent increase? Caller, you get the last word. Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
Absolutely not.
And what's your plan if it comes through?
What do they call that word? Peach?
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.